Among the saints commemorated this day, the holy martyr Aquilina. Born in the Palestinian town of Byblos, of Christian parents, little Aquilina was already, at the age of 7, living as a true Christian, and by the age of 10, was so filled with divine understanding and the grace of the Holy Spirit that she used to preach Christ with great power and zeal to her girlfriends. When Diocletian's persecution began, Aquilina was handed over to the imperial governor, Volosanius, who was much more like a beast than a man. He ordered that she first be flogged, and then that a heated rod be passed through her ears and brain. Until the last moment, the virgin Aquilina freely and clearly confessed Christ the Lord. But when her brain started flowing with her blood from her head, she fell as if dead. Believing her to be indeed dead, the governor ordered that her body be taken outside the city and thrown into a dung heap for the dogs to eat. But during the night, an angel of God appeared to her and said, "Arise and be healed." And the maiden arose and was restored to health, and stood a long time expressing her gratitude and praise to God, and begging him not to deny her a martyr's death. A voice was heard from heaven, "Go, and it shall be to thee as thou desirest." And Aquilina went into the city. The city gates opened of their own accord for her, and she passed through them and went to the governor's palace like a ghost, standing before his bed and showing herself to him. And the governor was seized with unspeakable terror when he saw the maiden whom he thought dead. On the following day, he ordered the executioner to take Aquilina out and behead her with the sword. But before her execution, she knelt in prayer and surrendered her spirit into God's hands, leaving her dead body to be beheaded by the executioner. Herelius gave healings to many of the sick. St. Aquilina was 12 years old when she suffered for the Lord. She endured her passion and was crowned with a wreath of martyrdom in the year 293. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on us.